Worth County District Champion tonight, Cole Ruby, Hayden Sanders lead the way in a grueling ground game for the Tigers. Cole, we'll start with you. You guys are district champions. Thoughts on that?
It's amazing. We worked hard all summer, and it shows.
Fast start for you guys tonight. You know, before probably even most of the people could get settled in, you were up 16-0. How important was it to start fast?
It was important. We always want to come out firing, and that's what we did.
Tell me about your night on the ground. I mean, you got things going with a big run early on. I guess let's just start there. What did you see on that run?
I mean, I seen everything. Amazing block, so seen the whole field.
When you're at your best, you know, with the ball in your hands, what does that look like? What are the things that you try to do well?
I try to score touchdowns and get first downs.
How would you describe your running style?
Pretty good. Kind of like a mix of Alvin Kamara and Christian McCaffrey, I'd like to say.
To still be playing football this late in the year, I mean, speak to, you know, how exciting that is.
I mean, it's amazing. We do it every year, and we're going to keep doing it.
Chance to, you know, play in a state quarterfinal next week. I think it's going to be North Shelby. I'm sure you guys are hungry for that one. Yep. Tell me about that.
Yep, they beat us last year on our field, so we're going to go over there and beat them on their field.
Let's go over to Hayden now. Hayden, like I said, a dominant showing. How are we feeling with the win?
Feels great, you know. That's what we came here to do, and we did what we're supposed to.
The offense started fast. Speak to what you guys were able to do from the gun tonight.
You know, we're just able to do what we do. And, you know, what we do really good at, and I'm really proud of the way we played, and we did what we're supposed to.
Speak to the success in the ground game. I think it was like just under 350 yards tonight.
I mean, that's what we do, and got to keep doing the best of the best, and, I mean, that's just what we do.
Tell me about your role within the ground game tonight.
You know, my role is just to get first downs, keep the drive going, set this guy up if I have to, and just win.
On to a state quarterfinal against a team that I'm sure you guys would love another shot at. Tell me about that.
I mean, I've been praying for this moment. I really wanted to get North Shelby again because, you know, what happened last year, I think we kind of underestimated them, and they came out and beat us on our field. And like Cole said, let's go beat them on theirs.
Go back to, you know, last year. I mean, how much did that sting?
I can't stop thinking about it, you know, really. I thought about it all year long, and that's been my fuel this year to keep going and get a second chance.
Gentlemen, awesome job tonight. All right, Coach, you guys post a dominant win to win a district title and move on to a state quarterfinal. Thoughts and feelings on what you saw tonight?
Yeah, I was really proud of the effort the kids put out there. You know, I thought they were locked in, both sides of the ball. I thought defensively they were exceptionally doing well, you know, locked in. I thought we, you know, controlled the run game and, made them one-dimensional. Once they were one-dimensional, you know, they got a couple on us, but, I'll take that any day. You know, I make someone one-dimensional and, make them beat us with the pass. We stand strong on trying to shut down the run.
First two drives end in touchdowns, and it was 16-0 early on. How important is it for you guys to start fast like you did tonight?
Oh, it's huge. You know, whenever, you know, momentum, you can kind of get that swing your way. You know, and they did a good job responding. I thought King City did a good job responding when we were, you know, really swinging momentum, and they hung in there and, start, you know, tried to grind. But, you know, they just couldn't quite get their offense going. But, it's the name of the game when you can slow momentum down.
I think you guys ended up rushing for right around 350 yards tonight. Speak to what was working in the ground game.
Well, we were hitting our power leads and, quick pitch. And when we just kind of mixed it up and kind of, you know, fed everyone on the team. You know, everyone, we had a good rotation of our backs. We said all along that we've had four backs that could play on any team. And, it showed tonight. And I don't know if we had one person that just dominated yardage-wise. We kind of kept the ball spread out through our backfield.
Big nights for Hayden and Cole. Speak to what they did in the ground game tonight.
You know, and Hayden does a really good job whenever, you know, when we're running sweep stuff. You don't normally see your quarterbacks get out there and lead block. And, you know, and he just does a great job of getting out there and kind of pinballing around. And, and then whenever we run a lead, you know, he does a good job again, you know, just kind of tucking the ball up. And he's kind of a short, compact dude. And he just kind of just keeps his feet moving and finds his way through.
I don't remember what the final total was for them, but I know they had negative rushing yards at the half, and it might have been single digits to end the night. What'd you like defensively?
Well, our ability to shut the run down, and then with that, they started throwing the ball a lot that second half, and even the first half, when they were trying to throw it, our secondary, our cover guys, they were doing a well of a job of cover, and then they had help up front. We had the right blitzes on here and there. We may not have got the sacks, but we were definitely pressuring the ball and making him hurry up.
You guys have played really well defensively lately. Do you feel like you're playing your best on side of the ball, or is there maybe even still more to be had out there?
Well, you know, and I think it goes week to week with your matchup and what we think we can, you know, combat with. And, you know, we'll just have to see. I haven't seen, North Shelby or Knox. I don't know who will come out over there. But, we'll just have to see how we can, you know, match up and, see what we can dial up.
North Shelby was up big late, so it looks like it's going to be them. Obviously, you're familiar with them. What do you know about them going into this?
Well, I know they probably got one of the best running backs in the state, that Bowen kid. He's a dynamic athlete that just really, really, really has some good burners on him. And other than that, I don't know a whole lot, but I do know they have a fantastic running back.
You know, last year they came here and got the win. You guys will have to go there. I know it's early, but what will you guys have to do?
Well, it's just another road trip. You know, kids have done it before. We've had long road trips before, and I think they're accustomed to it. They'll just, throughout the week, just have to make sure they're getting rest and being on top of their game and being ready to play.